One, yes, it was a surprise because I think we did a very good job for him. Two, Philippe doesn't read his contracts properly because he cannot get out of the contract that he has with us for one more year. So I don't know what he's talking about.
You spoke with him or some other...
No, I told him. I don't think he understands, you know. All he has to do is read his contract. He cannot change agency until next year.
Do you plan to speak and with him when you come here in Bulgaria?
Yes, yes. I spoke to him, and I've been speaking with him, but I will speak to him when I come to Bulgaria, too.
I know that you like him very much as a player from before, so I want to ask you, why do you think that this happened?
I don't really understand at all, because the last time I brought him to Bologna to check his foot, you know, with a specialist in Bologna, Lely, and everything was fine. We had lunch, dinner, you know, we were speaking about the future career. 1 month later, he tells me, well, I find out, basically, that he's in the agency. And basically, he cannot, and I informed him. And two, I told him that I was very surprised because, you know, why did he come to Bologna, have lunch with me, talk about next year? He had in mind already to change, you know? That's not very professional on his part, I think. And I was very surprised because I thought that he was, you know, professional and to the point. I like people to tell me in my face what they think, you know, if they have a problem.
What we think here, maybe he was not happy of something, maybe that he's still without a team, but there was an injury, so
yeah,
maybe
but,
this is part of the explanation.
Yeah, but what team? I mean, one, he fired us before he was finished with, or he wanted to fire us before he finished with his injury, you know, that until December he couldn't play, okay? And two, the fact that he put us in this situation is creating a lot of problems, because when we call a club, and we do, we have a situation where his new agent is calling at the same time, and it creates a lot of problems in finding him a new job. Remember that he was injured. I did not injure him. He injured himself with the national team. We protected him with the national team, making sure that the insurance policy was properly put in place. Protected him at Sevilla, where he got the money that he wanted to cut the contract, because he wanted to cut the contract. Remember that he had a one-year contract at Sevilla. Yeah, he wanted to cut the contract, which he had. We had advised him not to cut the contract because of the injury. It's
so
stupid. You cut a contract when you're injured.
Do you think he can change his decision when you speak with him here in Sofia?
But there is no decision. He cannot change the decision. He has not made any decision. He's still under contract with Inter Performances.
Maybe you know after this conversation how to react in the future?
Yeah, no, but not a conversation. My reaction is very simple. He has a contract with Inter Performances, and he must, like, we're respecting the contract with him, and we're proposing him to various jobs, even these days. We proposed him to Milano, for example, even yesterday. You know, for me, there is no problem. The player is under contract with Inter Performances.
And
the problem is his problem, not mine.
There are offers for him from...
Yes. Oh, yeah, there are offers, for sure.
You said Italy.
We had an offer from Turkey 2 days ago, and we did not accept it because it was a stupid offer. Because we have a couple of possibilities in Italy. One of them was Udine, and the other one was Milano. So there are possibilities, for sure. He's coming out of an injury, so he has to understand that he has to have some patience to go back to a good club. He cannot go to any club for his career, too.
Really?
Biggest
yeah.
mistake was, though, that he made was to cut the contract with Sevilla. And I was not in favor of that. You know, contracts must be respected.